We continue Be'ezrat Hashem in our limud of Mishnayot Masechet Terumot. We begin the fourth perek, perek Daled, Mishnah Aleph. Here in this Mishnah, we are going to deal with a case where someone doesn't separate the full amount of Truma all at one time. First, he separates some of it with the intention to separate the rest later. For example, let's say a person intends to separate two se'ah of truma from a pile of 100, right? Which is, that's the standard amount of truma, 2 out of 100. However, he first separates only one se'ah, right? And the other one he's going to separate later. So we're going to see in the Mishnah that the separated portion that he already took off, the first one, removes the status of tevil, of only part of the pile. But the other part remains tevil like before. So now it comes out that this pile is a mixture of tevil and non-tevil. And we learned before, in Perek Aleph, we learned that Truma in Maaser cannot be separated from something that is non-tevil. So therefore, the portion of Truma that he removes later is not valid unless we assume that it comes from the tevil part of the pile. So what do we do? Let's see. Hamafrish mikta truma umasot. If one separates some of the required truma or some of the required maaser from a pile, so now this pile is part tevil and part non-tevil, as we explained. So according to Tanakama, motzi mimenu truma alav, aval lo lemakom acher. He can remove the rest of the Truma, the next one that he takes off for Truma that is needed. He can remove it from that pile, from the pile itself, with no problem. Why? Because Rabbanan say we assume that the new one that he took is taken from the part of the pile, which is Tevel. Aval lo lemakom acher. But he cannot take off Truma from that pile for the purpose of a different pile. That is in a different place. Because in that case, we say there's no reason to be lenient. That different pile, you could take off Truma from its own. Why do you have to rely on something that is, complicated? Over here on the very same pile, Chachamim are lenient to assume that, you know what, the second part of the Truma that he took off came out of the part of the pile which is Tevil, and therefore the Truma is fine. But he cannot take off from this pile now to exempt another pile. Rabbi Meir argues, Rabbi Meir omer, af motzi hu lemakom acher, truma umasot. He can even remove truma or the maaser from that pile to exempt a pile that is somewhere else. Because even in this case, we view the new portion as coming from the tevel part of the pile. Mishnah Bet. Mi shehayu perotav bamegura, one whose tevel produce was in the storage room, venatan se'a leven levi ve'se'a le'ani. So now he gave one se'a of the produce to the levi, and one se'a of the produce to an ani, to a poor person, and this is all for the sake of the 8 se'ah of produce that he's going to select later. He didn't select yet which 8 se'ahs he's removing these 2 se'ah as ma'aser rishon and ma'aser ani from. But in the meantime, what he did was, he first gave the 10% to the levi, and he gave the 10% to the ani, but he still didn't decide yet which part of the produce that he has in the storage room, which 8 se'ah, that portion, those 2 portions that he gave, should be for. So now, in the meantime, however, the Levi and the poor person, they went away, and we don't know what became of those portions that they received. Are they still even in existence or not? Mafrish at shmone se'in ve'ochlan. The halacha is, he can separate up to 8 se'ah from the produce in the storeroom and eat them, because he can assume that the 2 se'ah that he gave away still exist. And being that right now is when the Ma'aser Rishon and the Ma'aser Ani take effect, because now he finally chose from which produce they are separated from. So then we hope and pray that those still exist, because it has to be that they are still in existence when it takes effect. According to Rabbi Meir, we assume that the two se'ah that he gave away still exist. Divrei Rabbi Meir, b'chachamim omrim, eno mafrish ela lefi cheshbon. He can only separate and eat produce from the storeroom only in proportion to the amount of gifts that are known to still exist. Only if he knows they still exist, in proportion to that, he can eat. For example, if let's say only half of the Ma'aser Rishon that he gave, or half of the Ma'aser Ani that he gave, he knows are still in existence, but the other two halves he doesn't know about, well, then he can only remove 4 se'ah, half of the 8 se'ah from the storeroom, and eat them. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen ve'amen.